That huge rise in unemployment claims we learned about today, nearly 3.3 million people filed over the past week, dwarfs all historical records in the United States. Many economists say that that number does not fully capture the true number of people who've been laid off or furloughed or are out of work because they're losing their business. We asked people today to share some of their stories and the real struggles they are facing right now. Here's just a sampling of what we heard.
My name is Brittany Pecuri.
My name is Alison Jaffe.
My name is Ababuti Olok.
My name is Laila Karumba.
My name is Idan Alva.
My name is Candace Rogers. I'm a software engineer, and I was laid off just a couple of weeks ago. But I just embarked on buying my first home, and that happened almost a month before this happened. So I think being a first-time home buyer and trying to navigate unemployment at this moment is, you know, the most scary for me.
I'm a co-owner here at the DC Improv Comedy Club. This has been horrific. I had to lay off my staff of 50 on March 16th, and it was just devastating. You know, they're hard workers, they're hourly workers, they, you know, they have families, and we don't know how long we're going to be closed. And that's uncertainty has been the worst part.
I've been working at the airport, Logan Airport. Originally, I'm from Ethiopia. I came in 2011 as a refugee. Now I'm a U.S. citizen. I don't have any clue or anywhere to go to pay my rent. I have two boys, which is making me to worry the most. My mom is here. My wife got laid off too. So my thinking now is not for myself, but for my kid.
I was a server at Legal Seafoods in the King of Prussia Mall. I have a child with special needs. I haven't taken my daughter outside.
Nope.
Because she's nonverbal, and I can't even fathom taking her to the hospital if something like that were to happen.
I am a Lyft driver. We're being put in a particularly difficult situation where we have to make a choice between going out there unprotected and losing our homes, losing our car loans, or all the things that might happen financially when you don't make your payments.
I worked as a housekeeper for 8 years. I'm a single mom and I have 3 kids. I am really concerned about and scared about our health care. I just want everybody to be safe, and I hope that everybody will really be in a shelter in place because to control this virus, because everybody wants to end this, because it's really, I mean, everybody's being so get anxiety about what's happening, because we don't know what would happen next, and I really don't know when I'm gonna go back to work.
So hard to hear. And there were so many more just like that.